Hey, Alden, how you doing?
I'm good.
Far away here.
Alden, did you have any idea that the Niners would be the one picking you that early in the draft?
I had no idea. This is amazing, man.
Did you visit the 49ers in Santa Clara?
Yes, I did. I had a visit with them.
Did you have any inkling during that visit that that you might be going at number 7? What was your visit like, and who did you meet with?
My visit was really good. I met with Jim Levitt. I met with the linebackers coach. I met with Coach Harbo, the defensive coordinator. I met with everybody. I met with the special teams coach. You know, we all went out for dinner, actually. And but, you know, after I left that visit, I definitely didn't know I was going to be picked at number 7 or that they really had that much interest. But I enjoyed the trip, and it's going to be amazing to be in San Francisco.
Could you describe the player you think you are and what kind of impact you expect to have right away here?
I'm an athletic player. I'm a pass rush guy who gets to the quarterback, and I expect to come in and make a contribution on defense and learn the system and be a part of the team.
Did you think that you would be drafted as a linebacker at this level? Were you prepared to be moved to linebacker?
I wasn't, but I mean, I visited a lot of 3-4 teams on my visit, so I really wasn't sure where I was going to go.
What do you know about Patrick Willis?
I know Patrick Willis, the guy that trained him at API, his name is Barry. He trained me too. He worked me out, and I know a little bit about Patrick Willis. He's a great player at Ole Miss, and I'm being crazy to play with him. It'll be exciting.
How eager are you for this lockout to end so you can get to work this offseason to learn the 3-4 position?
Wherever it goes, I'm definitely excited to be playing football again, and I can't wait to be back out there.
How close are you to Justin Smith?
He played at Missouri, and I know him. I don't know him personally, but I think the only thing I know about him is I broke his tag record my years in Missouri.
Coming in here with a new head coach and sort of a energized time for the franchise, what does that mean to you?
I'm definitely excited. You know, me and Coach Harbaugh had a great visit, and I just want to make the organization proud and make them happy they picked me.
Who actually gave you the phone call?
Coach Harbaugh talked to me.
What did he say?
He said, how you doing? Just let me know, ask me some questions, and let me know if they were going to be taking me, and
I don't know how closely you were following this, but your teammate, Blaine Gabbert, was rumored possibly to go to the 49ers. Were you at all thinking that might happen? Is it strange to you that you end up the 49ers instead?
I did not know where Blaine was going to go, and, I'm not sure where he went yet, because I've been doing a lot of these interviews. I think he went to Jacksonville, but, Blaine's going to do great wherever he goes, and I'm excited for him.
I saw an interview with you where you were talking about when you first learned about having a sack ability. Did your coach kind of pulled you aside after the game and said, hey, that's something you can do? Can you recall the circumstances of that game and the coach who gave you that talk?
It was actually Coach Kulikowski, my freshman year. And we had to play Colorado, and I got 3 sacks in that game. And after that, he kind of told me that I have a gift, and this is what I'll be good at.
Is it?
So you're kind of a surprising pick to a lot of the people here. What would you tell 49er fans or just people what you're going to bring right away to this team?
I'll bring some more sacks, some energy, and some athletic side. I still got a lot more. The sky's the limit for me, and I'm gonna work hard to reach it. So. I guess you can just take that.
A bunch of rookies had big impacts on this team last year. Does that give you some hope that you'll be able to step right in here right away and have a big role?
It does. I'm going to go in there. I'm going to learn from the rookies that were there last year, and I'm going to see the tools that they used so they had success, and I'm going to use the same tools and hopefully have the same success they had.
Alden, with the leg injury you had last year, what made you decide to come out after your sophomore year? What was the deciding factor for you?
The leg injury was, after I healed up from the leg injury, I was back to moving normal. And before I got hurt, I was on pace to, do some good things. And I feel like, once I'm healthy, I'll be 100 and I'll be fine. And I'll be able to make some plays and make some things happen. So that and just me feeling like it was time for me to come out, the reason that I chose to come out.
Are you 100% now, or where are you at?
I'm 100 now. I'm good. I'm all good. I'm all great.
You talked about that gift of chasing the pass rusher. How would you describe that gift? Where does that come from?
I don't know. I think it's just natural. I really don't know. I just started playing football, and it was something that I was good at. Appreciate it.
Alden, after you came back from your leg injury, reports are you weren't completely healthy. I mean, how did you feel the rest of the season, and how much did the leg affect you? What was it like playing with it?
You know, I actually came back, and it was still broken, and it was tough playing with it, but I love my teammates. I love the game, and nothing was going to stop me from playing. If I could go out there and if I could walk a little bit, then I'll be able to play the game on it.
Do you think that helped you in the draft process, the fact that you were able to play through pain and that you played injured somewhat last season?
I think it let people know that I had a heart and that I loved the game, and that I'm not a wimp, you know, and that I'm a tough guy.
Alden, how much did you follow the ongoing lockout situation? Were you concerned that when you got drafted that you wouldn't be able to go to work?
I followed it a little bit, but I definitely wasn't, you know, paying too much attention to it because I can't control it, and it is what it is. And, you know, wherever it goes, I'm sure it's going to get dealt with soon, and I'm excited.
Alden, when did you hurt your leg last year, and how many games did you play after you came back from the injury?
I hurt my game the third game of the season versus San Diego State. I missed three games, and I played the rest of the games after that. I came back to Oklahoma game, which is week 6. I played the rest of the games after that.
Did they get into any detail? Like, they tell you you're going to be strong side, weak side, anything like that?
What was that?
Did they get into detail about what position you might be playing? It'd be strong side out the backer or weak side?
You know, I'm not sure yet. I haven't really been told too much about that. But, you know, wherever I'm at, I'm going to learn it and I'm going to do it.
Were you strong side as an end?
In college, yes.
Yeah.
Are you coming out here tomorrow, the next day? Do you know yet?
I might be coming out tomorrow. I'm not sure. I don't know yet.
Who's your agent, Alden?
Tom Condon.
Hey, Alden, what do you know about the 49ers, about their defense? You know, what were you able to pick up when you came out for the visit?
I learned a lot. You know, Justin Smith plays there, Patrick Willis plays there, and I know a lot about. I learned a lot when I was there. When I was there, we actually watched a little bit of film. We didn't watch too much film of the 49ers. We watched some of my film.
Alden, your pass rush skills are noted, but how well do you think you can hold the edge at this level? Is that one of your major challenges facing you, do you feel?
I wouldn't say it's a major challenge, and I think I won't have a problem holding the edge.
Is there
they didn't run that much in the Big 12, but, you know, when they did, I was able to stop the run.
Is there a current NFL player that you compare yourself to?
I want to be like Julius Peppers, and I watch him a lot, and I like Clay Matthews. I like how he plays the game, so those two players I would definitely say.
What do you think would be the hardest for you to transition from the college game to the pro game?
What would be the hardest?
Yeah.
Maybe just learn the game. Probably that. That's about it.
Did you do any dropping back at all in Missouri?
Some of the packages that I had, I was dropping back. But I wasn't, you know, it wasn't something that I did a lot.
Do you have a favorite sack?
My favorite sack?
Mm-hmm.
Probably second. I sacked Cole McCoy my freshman year when we played Texas, so that was probably one of my favorite sacks.
How big are you right now, Alden? How much do you weigh?
263.